WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Measuring the elements of our weather is always fascinating, whether for the professional meteorologist or the weather enthusiast. And whether you are trying to measure wind speed or simply want to know how much rain fell, you need anything from complex instrumentation to something as simple as a coffee can for rainfall. An anemometer is a device for measuring wind speed and is a common weather station instrument. The term derives from the Greek word anemos, meaning wind. The first known description of an anemometer was given by Leon Battista Alberti around 1450. The most common type of anemometer is the cup anemometer, invented in 1846 by Dr. John Thomas Romney Robinson of the Armagh Observatory in Ireland. It consisted of four hemispherical cups, each mounted to one end of four horizontal arms, which in turn were mounted at equal angles to each other on a vertical shaft. Air flowing past the cups in any horizontal direction turned the cups proportional to the wind speed. Counting the turns of the cups over a set period produced the average wind speed for a wide range of speeds. On an anemometer with four cups, it is easy to see that since the cups are arranged symmetrically on the end of the arms, the wind always has the hollow of one cup presented to it and is blowing on the back of the cup on the opposite end of the cross. Robinson first asserted that the cups moved one-third of the speed of the wind, unaffected by the cup size or arm length. This was apparently confirmed by early independent experiments, but it was incorrect. Instead, the ratio of the speed of the wind and that of the cups, the anemometer factor, depends on the dimensions of the cups and arms and may have a value between 2 and a little over 3. The three-cup anemometer, developed by the Canadian John Patterson in 1926, and subsequent cup improvements by Brevoort and Joyner of the USA in 1935, led to a cup wheel design which was linear and had an error of less than 3% up to 60 miles per hour. Patterson found that each cup produced maximum torque when it was at 45 degrees to the wind flow. The three-cup anemometer also had a more constant torque and responded more quickly to gusts than the four-cup anemometer did. Three-cup anemometers are currently used as the industry standard for wind resource assessment studies, but there are many more types of anemometers, including hot wire anemometers, sonic anemometers, and laser Doppler anemometers. Almost as many kinds of anemometers as there are characters on WeatherBrains. Send your weather question to question@weatherbrains.com.